Angels two runs on six hits. Astros one run on seven hits. Colin McHugh's been great so far for the Astros. Outfield shaded to pull slightly is Altuve. Waits for Guerra to come set. Now he readies himself. 2-1 pitch to Altuve. Swing and a shot off the glove of the third baseman Marte and out into left field. Tie ball game is Altuve. Comes up huge once again.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
2-2 in Anaheim, and the fans not happy on a blistering shot off the bat of Jose, just off the glove of Marte, who barely had time to react, and it almost knocked his glove off of his hand.
2-0. And that missed inside. Three balls and no strikes.
Wow.
And no place to put Correa. That was a really close pitch.
You're not kidding.
That does not go Salas's way.
The middle infielders are livid. They had the best look at it.
3-0. And Correa hits it pretty deep to right field. Ball is slicing down the line. Long run for Calhoun. And he runs it down, makes the catch, crashes into the wall. Castro tags and scores. And the Astros take a 3-2 lead on Correa's sac fly.
Boy, 3-0 swinging. And Correa put a good one on it. Almost sliced it down the right field line and out of here.
Well, Steve, I took a look on Pitch Effects at the 2-0 pitch that was called the ball to Correa.
It was a strike, wasn't it?
Very much in the strike zone.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even borderline.
And that's big, man, with the bases loaded.
So the Astros get a break there.
Yep.
Here's the 1-1. Ground ball right back to Harris. Throws home, gets the out there. Castro on the first. In time, that's the ball game. A 1-2-3 double play, and the Astros escape with a 4-2 win.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And looked like Mike Trout was trying to single-handedly beat the Astros last night, and your team able to come back late with some big hits and some key runs and wound up pulling out that victory.
Yeah, the best part was that Trout didn't come up in the ninth inning. You know, I mean, he's such an elite player, and he seems to find his way into every single scenario against us. And but we had enough to combat him and escape out of here after really them taking control of the first part of the game, and then we took control of the last part of the game, and then some big runs in the ninth inning to get a two-run cushion for Harris.
It's always a challenge for a pitcher when he faces the same team in back-to-back starts, and that's what Colin McHugh was up against. But both outings, including last night, were very good for him.
Yeah, I thought both starting pitchers did a good job of mixing their pitches and doing things a touch differently than they did 5 days ago. But that's not easy. You know, usually it's advantage hitter. In this case, both pitchers were on their game, and it was a low-scoring game that featured a few base runners on both sides, but not a ton of action. So, you know, you get to the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, and it turned into a battle of the bullpens. We felt really good about our bullpen like we always do.
And it had to feel, I'm sure the offense had to breathe a bit of a sigh of relief after the sixth inning when Matt Shoemaker finally got out of the game because of how well he was pitching.
Yeah, this is third game in a row against us this year where he's been very, very good, and we haven't solved him. You know, we've hit a few runs here and there, and a near home run by Valbuena would have changed the score a little bit. But for us, we've had a hard time adjusting to his split finger, his slider. He throws some finished fastballs, so we were thrilled he was getting out of the game.
And we saw Will Harris get in another sticky situation in that closer's role, loading the bases with nobody out. Pretty hard to escape those without run scoring, but Harris able to do it and get the save.
Yeah, it was like reflecting back to last year when we would come in and clean up other people's messes. And this year he created his own, had the ball in the dirt that got by Castro. He ends up with the leadoff batter on. That's always a bad sign, a couple singles. The next thing you know, he had to really bear down to not allow two runs. We had a cushion for him, and he ended up not allowing one, which was very, very fortunate. But again, calm under pressure, very, very good at making his pitches when he needed most.
Have Scott Feldman on the mound today with Lance McCullers out with the blister on his right index finger. Obviously, he's been a starter before, was a starter to begin the year, but has been out of the bullpen. What are you hoping to see from him lengthwise today?
Yeah, four or five innings would be ideal. You know, Devinsky and Feliz are both rested. Those guys have some length to them. Our bullpen in general is in decent shape. But four or five innings out of Feldman, I'll see what he looks like and how he feels and how efficient he's being. Probably won't exceed five innings just out of the fact that he hasn't thrown, been up and down that many times. He's been into third innings a couple different times, but he'll manage himself in his workload, but rather than go in with a preconceived notion of how many pitches, I'm just going to watch to see how the game evolves.
facing Tim Lincecum today, and of course he was an elite pitcher at one time in the National League with the Giants, a much different pitcher now, and he's made two starts this year. But how do you prepare for a guy like this who, you know, I mean, he's made a couple of starts, but a lot of these guys haven't seen him at all or haven't seen him in a while?
Yeah, no, we haven't seen a ton of him, and we'll have to feel him out as the game goes. You know, he's not a great pitch maker in the first early counts, and then tries to prey on your aggressiveness with his changeup, his breaking ball, and high fastball. So we know his style, it hasn't changed. His stuff has changed a little bit. He's still Tim Lincecum and knows how to navigate his outings. I think he's had one good outing, one bad outing in his brief stint here with the Angels. So we'll get our first look at him and hopefully get the lead.
Hey, Jay Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
On this day in 2007, Greg Biggio took the field at Minute Maid, 3 hits from 3,000. Down 1-0 in the third, Biggio rapped out a single. The Rocks still led 1-0 when he came up in the fifth and singled again. Now he was on the precipice, one hit away. The crowd grew restive in the seventh when Bidge came up with Brad Ausmus on second base. They roared when he connected with Brian Fuentes for his 3,000th hit, a game tying single. Then they were silenced when Colorado scored three in the eighth, but the Astros countered with two home runs to tie it. Biggio got another hit in the ninth but didn't score. A solo homer gave the Rocks the lead in the 11th. Then, after two quick outs, Biggio got his fifth straight hit. Hunter Pence got a hit. Lance Berkman got a hit. Then Carlos Lee hit a grand slam. What a night to remember at Minute Maid.
Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. Luis Valbuena, my guest today on Astro Launch. And Luis, batting two hole for the second day in a row. Do you like batting up a little higher in the lineup?
Yeah, I like it there because I'm playing minor league. I remember playing second.
Yep.
And I like it because I want to be in the situation again. But it's okay because I want to be in the lineup. No matter what, but I want to be there.
It's a pretty good spot in the lineup, too, with Springer in front of you and Altuve behind you. You get a lot of good pitches to hit.
Yeah, because that kind of guy, if you saw it, see, if he throw you something right there,
yeah,
you can hit your own run. But I'm so happy for me in the middle of that kind of guy in Korea. And I feel so good because I see a lot of pitches to hit.
What do you like about this team? I mean, you guys are playing well right now. It seems like everybody gets along very well. Especially you get a lot of close buddies on this team. What do you like most about it?
Everybody together. Yeah. It's like a family. So you see, you got like a good communication and no worry about what happened another game.
Yeah.
It's a worry about come here and win the game and go there and enjoy the game.
What's going so well for you right now in the last month or so? I mean, you've been really stinging the baseball, including the last few days especially. What's going so well?
No, I'll be there. I'll go there, enjoy the game. Selection a good piece to hit. I pull my son tight, and it makes a big difference. I feel so good because I'm not swinging a lot of ball.
What's the secret to seeing the ball a little bit better? Because it looks to me like you're seeing the ball. Everything's a little slower right now.
Be in time.
With your front foot.
Yeah, be in time. When you're in time, you see everything, and you see the pitch you're looking for very good, and that's why you take a lot of walk, because you're not swinging a bad pitch. When you lay, everything quicker, and you swing everything. That's a bit different.
Unbelievable play yesterday.
The cue comes set at the belt. Leg kick and the pitch. And that's grounded. Diving stop by Valbuena. Gets up, throws home, and Pujols is tagged out. Two away.
Wow. Valbuena once again. It's robbery what Valbuena is able to do. That ball was past him, and he was able to get that in the webbing of his glove, saving a run for the Astros on a bullet off the bat of Giavitella.
That ball hit to your left, and it looked like it was already by you by the time you got it. Is that a great feeling?
Yeah, I feel great because it's like the situation, the game. And I try to do my best in there, you know. And I know I'm very focused. I think I got to give me something to me and try to get Pujols in the home play and give me a good play. And I'm so happy.
I think your pitcher was happy too. Well, Luis, you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work, and thanks for joining us.
No, thank you. You're welcome, guys. For following everybody here, and thank you.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the miss! Mike Fiers has done it! A no-hitter!
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered left
summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.